Welcome back to the DK805 podcast, Breaking Stigmas, with Christy and Katrina. Let's go ahead and pick up right where we left off with your connection with Chad and the Hopeaholics. I haven't heard that story. I'm so curious. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know them in person. It was all through Instagram.
Social media again.
When Dom was, you know, really at a low point and out on the streets in Orange County, and he had kind of gone MIA for a while, dark. I hadn't heard from him. The little green dot wasn't on, and he hadn't seen any of the messages on Instagram. That's like how I knew he was alive, right? Yeah. He would see my messages or heart it or reply. He had just kind of gone out again. He wasn't at his girlfriend's place. Her mom would let him stay there sometimes. And so, right, I'm like heavy hitting the Hopeaholics episodes, like binging this podcast. They were pretty new at this point in time. It was mid 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. 2022 is when I started.
Well, when I actually connected with Chad, that's when it was. But I had been listening for a couple of months, right? You know, he was giving like kind of like this kind of inspirational like rant in one of the episodes.
Very raw and real.
Yeah like, oh, vulnerable. You don't know what addicts are capable of, and we're going to gather together and like create this movement. And I was like, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I was all into it. And I was like, I'm going to message this guy, you know, this total stranger on the internet. Yeah. And I did. Like, it's so weird too when you listen to the like real like distinct quiet voices in your mind, like, I want to message this guy. And I pull in the parking lot to work, I go into work, and like I start working, and then my lunch break happens, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna press play on the episode, you know. That's how I like listen to things. I pause it, go do what I gotta do, come back to it and press play. And I was like, oh yeah, the thought came back. Oh yeah, I was gonna message him. So I just pulled out my phone, and I'm just like, just want to let you know, I'm like, I can't remember the exact words, like, I'm really down with what you're doing, and like, I want to join in this movement in any way I can, and like, however you can use me as service or whatever, please do. And here's why this is so impactful to me. Like, my son is struggling, and he's on the streets, and that's all I said, really. And his reply was, you know, my treatment centers hand out scholarships. And I was just like, what? So like, what is a scholarship for treatment?
Yeah, right.
How does that even work? I've never heard of this kind of thing. Because at the time, Dominic, you know, he was down to nothing. He was on Medi-Cal, and, you know, I didn't even think that the Hope by the Sea and the other centers that he's, you know, owns was even a possibility, because they're like, private insurance.
She went there.
That's the first treatment center I ever went to, was Hope by the Sea.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's funny.
Wow. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, oh, that's crazy.
So,
mind-boggling.
You know, I didn't even think that was a possibility. And I just said, how does that work?
Yeah.
And he said, just let me know when he's ready to go in and I'll get him in. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what? Like, that easy? You know, like, I don't even know this person. And
so much beauty.
Dominic ended up turning up at his girlfriend's house that evening. And I just was like, this like miracle snowflake just fell out of the sky. And if Dom wants to go to this place that's like 30 minutes from your house, because that was down in Newport Beach, I'm like, he's got an opportunity. And I was like, at that point, I was like, I can't tell him to go, because that's going to just make him say no, right?
Right.
mom telling him what to do.
Right.
And so his girlfriend was like, I'll tell him. And he was like, yeah, I want to go. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged Shannon. I was like, he wants to go. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's like that.
And a few days later, you know, they got him in, and his girlfriend's mom took him down there. And he ended up going into Pillars. But now that's turned into Natalie Eva Marie Recovery Center. And after about a week, he called me and he was like, Mom, I just want to tell you thank you for helping me find this place. I feel like I'm on vacation and not at rehab, because his rehab experiences were very different at Tarzana and other places like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Very different.
He's like, they let us go to the beach. We go down the beach every day. And it was like Laguna Beach, which is like, you know, there's tide pools. And we got to go visit him. And he showed us, they let us take him out of the house on a pass. Just like, really? He's not on lockdown?
It's
like, okay. He showed us the tide pools. And we went out to eat. And just like, it was a...
I'm so grateful.
It was a good experience for him there. And then he went and...
Because I do believe, and maybe you can speak on this as well, I do believe that healing is easier in a safe environment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You can speak truth to that.
Yeah. I mean, going to Hope by the Sea is like my first experience with rehab. It wasn't a deterrent to want to go back, I would say. And I mean, the first time I went, I got a year clean. And it was just, you know, I really wasn't ready, which is why I ended up relapsing. But I also, you know, knew in the back of my head, if I ever needed to go back, at that time, I was luckily on my parents' insurance. And so I was able to get into somewhere that was decent. And luckily, I never really had too many horrible experiences with treatment centers, but it's hard, right? When it comes down to it, rehabs and treatment centers, it really is an industry. And there's a lot of not so good ones out there where, you know, it may look nice on the outside, but you're just a number. And I've been to some of those too, but I didn't feel that way at Hope by the Sea. And then the last place that I went, it's called Soul to, I think they changed it now. So it's Soul to Soul Detox and Recovery Center. And the woman who runs that place, her name's Jackie, and she absolutely saved my life just by treating me as a human, you know, with human experiences and human feelings, and not just being like, oh, this person is fulfilling my quota, or, you know, making sure that I'm getting paid and whatever. And to be honest, I mean, she was scholarshipping me as well for a good chunk of my time there. I mean, I was pregnant with Jackson at the time, and all she really cared about was that I stayed clean. And, you know, it was a lot different than actually really any of the places I had been to, just because of this woman in particular. And
that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that timing for you, that surrender. And just a touch on that, you know, I do have, you know, very close friends that have their children, have adult children, Salvation Army faith and surrender to the Lord. And that speaking on that can be, you know, that path also can work when the person is ready. And it ultimately is, you know, we talk about timing, we talk about God's plan, we talk about, but that surrender, you know, being ready.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, I mean, if somebody's ready, they're going to be ready no matter what the circumstances are, and they're going to fight to get clean, and they may struggle, you know, but if you're ready, you're ready. So you know, it's what you need and what you're wanting. You're going to make it work no matter what, realistically, when it comes down to it. But it does make it a lot easier when you're in a place where, you know, maybe if you're on the fence, right, you have somebody who's willing to sit down and just listen to you and show you that they're compassionate and they care. And I mean, especially at the last place I was at with, you know, with Jackie being the owner and her being so present and involved and just, you know, giving so much. And you could really feel it and tell that she cared. And
was she recovered herself?
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, that I just have, you know, just in all of the new connections now with this hearing, so much of it, you want being of service, being through recovery and going into, there's so much in that that you have to give back, and that that shared mirror for someone is, I think that's, you know, and I see that in your stories. I feel like that you have a gift to help people just with your wording and how your experience vulnerability, but that just being like, yeah, that just that right timing, that person that can hear you, you feel heard.
Well, and there are no accidents in life. Yeah. That's saying that it's God acting anonymously, and that is the case. Even putting us all here in this room together today, even with that connection, not even knowing, we just on air right now.
I know.
So we just looked at each other. I'm like, did you hear that? And so the even how you connected with Katrina is another God shot, another God acting anonymously. I have my own story I can share as well, but I want to hear your stories, how you connected, the two of you. And then we'll go back to how the connection with Chrissy and Dom. But go ahead and share how you two connected.
Just going back to Chrissy, that was so important because our first conversation was we were sharing, and it was I had just mentioned the Hopeaholics, and we both, and she spoke on that, and then she shared that, and I was just like, wait, what? Like that is, you know, that is, it's so, you know, just that connection and just knowing that like the no mistakes and the reason why we're here, but also, that was beautiful. And then that you could just to hear the full story of that now here. And then when I, with Natalie, it was that I had seen a post. It was again, another me. I do search out those that really resonate with me that just are, I just feel the truth and the vulnerability, the things I've felt before that I just haven't said out loud. And I'm like, you know, whoa. And I just found it. And so, and your Instagram is
Space Baby Nat.
Space Baby Nat. And she's got some amazing, beautiful gifts of sharing her story and also just, you know, the grief and pain and losing her brother and having him pass of fentanyl. And so then that was but just, again, it was so random. I don't, again, just being in the algorithms of probably just even in the recovery and actually that's all in the net pretty much now. I've actually deleted a lot of things that come up and I'm like, I'm only getting like the ones I want to see, which are like the, anything that's of healing and of faith and recovery and community, because that's, I've kind of like weeded out my own algorithms now. But when I came across Natalie, it was beautiful. I resonated with what she was saying. She was sharing about how she had shared her brother's story and her pain, and that someone was just in their own carelessness, they just said something really awful and just unnecessary to be in any walk of life, but just to say it. And so she just popped it up on top of her head, and you could see the, you know, what it said, and it was her sharing. And
but there was also an additional connection.
So in getting that to where it was, and then so going back, and that's how time gets lost, because it was so soon after Dylan passed, my brother called, we were always talking, but he shared that he had a dear friend that had lost their son and of the same fentanyl, and would I want to talk to him? And I wasn't ready to talk to anybody at that point. And but that was, so, though it's been all, over 3 years now for Dylan, May 22, 2022, and just that wasn't how we met. It wasn't when I didn't meet through my brother, and it wasn't the fact that he had the connection with your father, and I was just blown away at when it was like, because then you went into his business, and it was like he called me and he said, "Oh, you'll never guess what." And I'm like, "I've already been speaking with her. Wait, what? That's the sister of who you were saying?" And it all came back, and I'm like, "Wow,
that's just how me the connection deal on a mattress." Good, too, I will say, two mattresses actually, yes, and some pillows.
Yes,
but that is Alex. That is Alex wanting that connection, because Alex can see your love for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do believe in that.
When you see some of her videos, it's like, I love when she's driving and you'll do these drives and the music and comes on, and it's like we've all just, the music and the triggers and the glimmers that we can, but the songs that are specific to our angels, our loves, and but she'll just, I just love how you do it. And, you know, it's like, here's the song and now here's the tears.
Yep.
And just know.
And the tears that you're going to cry in.
Absolutely. Because
it's, now we're all crying.
We need tissues around these tables.
Yeah. We do have tissue. And we'll have that handed in a minute. I meant to put it here. But music is such a healing way. And to remember that. I do that often. Dylan and I would be in the car, and we'd be coming from or to doing it before even the act of addiction. We always did this, but it was a hand over the gear shift. Be like, let's just like take this moment, and he'd just like be like, put on 99.9, and be like, his music. You know, the Doors would come on, and it'd just be like, everything's good.
Dominic was really great at making fast cues. Like, I don't even know how to set up a cue on Spotify because I'm like an old lady, and
he has all music planned.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm older than you. 37 seconds, he'd have like 17 songs queued up, and I'd be like,
"Love it!
You just did that all right that quick. I really miss that part."
So much talent, I know. And Dylan's whole,
he's like my car DJ.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, always had to go to 99.9 for Dylan. It was, and so and that, but yeah, Dylan had he did finish a video editing, and he wanted to do editing for skateboard videos, and I just find that full circle thing too, where I just, here I am with them, and I'm just, again, it's like, boy, you know, it's they're so beautiful, and they're so, their spirits are just, it's resonating. They want us to go forward. They feel that, like, especially now with the holidays coming, and all of us just like, no, it's like we're doing the work, and they are, they're, we know they're peace.